For my bachelor's, I came to US, and unfortunately, in 2021 August, the Afghan government could not sustain as the US troops pulled out, and my family had to evacuate. And I wanted to, my dream was to go back to Afghanistan and start a mining company back home, but unfortunately, that seems not to be possible anymore.
You're listening to the Our Town Reno podcast with KWNK LP 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada. I'm your host, Jacob Kosachowski. And the clip you just heard was from an interview Kinkini Singupta did with Anwar, a student from Afghanistan studying metallurgical engineering here at UNR. Hear why he came to the U.S., how his plans have been derailed by the political climate in Afghanistan, and more today. But first, a word from our sponsor, and we'll get right into this episode.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are the Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Podcasts.
Client services.
Special projects.
Documentaries.
We are a production center at the Reynolds School of Journalism.
The Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Hello and welcome. This is a podcast for Our Town Reno, and we have with us Anwar today. Anwar, how old are you?
I just turned 24 a few days ago, so I just recently became 24.
Awesome. Tell us, where are you from and what do you do?
I'm from Afghanistan, and I'm pursuing a bachelor's degree at UNR, a bachelor's in metallurgical engineering.
Awesome. Tell us, when did you come to the U.S. and then when did you come to Reno?
I came to U.S. in August of 2019, and I transferred to Reno UNR in this January 2021.
Okay. Tell us, so are you the only bachelor Afghan student, only Afghan bachelor student in Reno?
Yes, I am the only bachelor student here in Reno from Afghanistan.
Okay. Do you have other friends who are do you know any master student who's from Afghanistan?
We have a lot of students, and I have a lot of friends from different communities, no one from Afghanistan.
Okay, so what happens when you want to talk about your own country, your own language, your own people?
Unfortunately, I don't have any. We don't have, as I said, we don't have anyone from Afghanistan. So, I am not able to communicate in my language, talk to people. But as I said, I have a lot of friends from many different communities and cultures.
Awesome. Tell us about Afghanistan a little bit. Tell us, how was it growing up there? How long were you there?
I was there for around 8 years. And Afghanistan is a beautiful country. I had a very good time there. And for my bachelor's, I came to U.S. And unfortunately, in 2021, August, the Afghan government could not sustain as the U.S. troops pulled out. And my family had to evacuate. And I wanted to, my dream was to go back to Afghanistan and start a mining company back home. But unfortunately, that seems not to be possible anymore.
Okay. So what is the situation back at home right now? Do you talk to your friends, family? Are there people who you still, you can call them up and talk to them? What is the situation?
Situation back home right now is really, really bad. The woman, the people, everyone is suffering. Women cannot go to school. They're not allowed in schools. They're almost people who were educated and were at a good position. Almost all of them evacuated, and because to save their lives. Right now, economically, Afghanistan is bankrupt. The banks don't have any money. People have not been paid their salaries since last August of 2021. It's really bad out there. security is really bad. There's no security in the cities. There's a lot of robberies. There's still bomb blasts happening.
Do you have family back there? Can you talk to them? Can you call them up and speak to them?
Fortunately, my family all evacuated just right before the U.S. troops pulled out, like a month before. I have some very, you know, distant friends who are not very close friends. I still talk to them, and they are also not happy about what's happening, and it's, people are just depressed back home.
So in terms of, tell us, do you, like, I know we were talking about this earlier, and you did share about how what happened when the Afghan when the Taliban took over. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Can you explain what happened?
So unfortunately, it happened really quick. No one was expecting this, the fall of government, to happen this quickly and this miserably. The whole government collapsed in just 2 weeks, and people were just shocked and left without. Many people had no plans of evacuation, and they were just surprised by when the Taliban got so close and they took over. And this all happened because the president just ran away. He just left the palace, and all of a sudden, people panicked. It was like the day of judgment, we call, like, it was the day the president left, the whole city, the whole country just went into chaos.
You were describing earlier about how I think the Taliban took over at one of your houses or something. Do you want to talk about that?
Unfortunately, they have taken over our house in Kabul. They took our cars. Because my parents, they collaborated and worked with foreign troops and everyone. So anyone who worked with them right now, they consider them infidels, and they're after them and looking for them. So as my family evacuated, fortunately we did. Many people who stayed were put in jails, and right now are in prison. Afghanistan right now does not have a free media, so most of those stuff are not being shared with the world. But the situation out there, people who are there right now are suffering from all the atrocity.
So now that you're here, do you ever plan to go back to Afghanistan?
That was my dream, actually. I came to US, I wanted to pursue mining and metallurgical engineering because there was no metallurgical and mining engineering back home, and any of these universities did not offer that degree. I came to US to pursue that and go back and kind of exploit the mineral wealth of Afghanistan and help build the that could help the economy. As we know, Afghanistan is very rich in mineral resources.
So now you think that that's not possible?
I don't think so. Yeah, my whole plan, in 2019 when I was here, I started mining because I wanted to go back and all that, and we're hoping that something happens, but right now the situation is really bad, and it seems that it will not improve soon. Or
So is your family safe otherwise?
Yes, they have evacuated, fortunately. Everyone, no one is, I have no one right now, no relatives in Afghanistan,
and they are all doing okay.
They are having some issues, but as I am suffering here, you know, I have no support left from parents right now. They are trying to get their lives together and start a new life, and hopefully things get better.
Okay. In terms of support and whatever resources you have here, what do you want to do with your degree after you're done with your graduation? So this is probably your third year?
I am in my senior year right now, and fortunately I had a internship this summer in Arizona in a copper mine. And you know, UNR has been helping me with tuition and giving me emergency funds and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been supportive in that part of my student life. Yeah. And but overall, I think I have a job offer from them, and I'm still applying for other internships because I will not be graduating till fall of next year. So
mm-hmm.
I still have some time, and hopefully I could find a job here and work here.
Okay. So what are your plans after this? Like, now that the plan of Afghanistan and setting up a mining resource there, or maybe just anything in terms of business is not happening, what are your alternate plans? Are you planning to stay in the US for longer?
Like many Afghans that were brought to U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and given parole, I've applied for asylum here in the U.S. and hopefully I get my interview very soon and get that done so that I could secure my future,
mm-hmm.
have a you know, peaceful life here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
as going back to Afghanistan is not safe for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. The distant friends you were talking about in terms of being there, and you said it's sometimes hard to speak to them because communication is a problem. Have you ever been able to speak to them after the troops?
So I have some of my friends who went to high school with me that I know. I know two of them who are right now in Pakistan. They've been in Pakistan ever since the Taliban took over,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get a visa to any country that could take, you know, refugees or whatever. And we talked to them, and you know, they cannot go back to Afghanistan either. They're now in Pakistan, and they're trying to get visas and stuff. Hopefully, they could also. Most of my friends are here in the U.S. Some of them who are not, my classmates are here in the U.S., but some of them who are not, who are in Afghanistan, have left Afghanistan.
Okay. On that note, I'll take a short break and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We are talking to an Afghan student here in Reno, and we want to know more about what is going on with Afghanistan and with him being here. How have things changed over time?
We'll get back to our episode momentarily. But first, a quick word from other podcasts in Reno you should listen to.
Do you want to keep up on what's happening in the local art community? Double Scoop always has the scoop on that. Want to know which exhibitions, parties, and other art events are happening this weekend? Follow us on Instagram at Double Scoop Nevada and listen to KWNK 97.7 FM for our short scoop art events roundup. If you're an artist and you're looking for places to show your work, we have lots of opportunities listed right now. To find them, visit doublescoop.art/events and filter for Call for Artists. If you'd like to follow all of our art news and meet local artists, you can sign up for our email lists at doublescoop.art.
Do you like podcasts? Well, we have a podcast for you. This is Sean from Up in the Mix.
This is Della Foto. Do you like to get into random wormholes of conversation?
Do you like to learn about the culture from sneakers to hip-hop music to basketball?
Then we have a podcast just for you. We have one called Up in the Mix.
It is available on all streaming platforms from Spotify to Apple. Check us out, upinthemix.live, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Salud!
Welcome back to the Our Town Reno podcast. Let's continue our conversation with Anwar.
Anwar, you were talking about your experiences in leaving your country. And in terms of moving forward, what do you expect? How do you think, what is that one solution you think will change things in terms of Afghanistan if that is something that happens? It doesn't have to be an ideal situation, but something maybe you think if this would have happened would have been better or something like that.
Like you mean...
a solution, like if this wouldn't have happened in terms of the Taliban taking over.
If they could have gone through with the peace process and the peace process did not have any it was a failure, so it failed. If there was a peace agreement between the former government and the new Taliban government, where democracy and people's rights were not taken from them,
mm-hmm.
then that would have been a much better alternative. But as they took over, and right now, especially the Taliban, who were fighting people, who were just fighting all these 2 decades,
mm-hmm.
they are full of grudge and hatred and anger towards people who were with the government and working in the government and all that. If we could have gone through an agreement, I think that would be in a much better, given a much better outcome, and we would not be forced to live here and stay here, and going back would have been possible for us.
In terms of the culture, and US is a very different country. We are all students outside here, and we are trying to find our life's balance. How different is it for you in terms of Afghanistan and US?
It is a totally different world. US is a totally different, everything is so much different here. I have learned a lot here, and it's been a very good experience so far.
Mm-hmm.
Just going and seeing every people from different cultures, religions. In Afghanistan, 99% of the people are all Muslims. But here in the US, I have met people from across the world,
mm-hmm.
many different cultures and languages and religions, and learned a lot from them.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, when you're getting into this new space, when you're talking to so many people might be wanting to know about your culture, where you come from, what you eat. So what is it that you tell them about your land, your religion, or those fun things that everybody wants to know probably from you?
Things that I try to, so Afghan people are very friendly and hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell my people. You know, you go to an Afghan man's house, person or family, they make sure you have food and everything. Afghanistan is a mountainous country. It is
mm-hmm.
very beautiful. It's a whole different world, as I said before.
Okay. What is that one thing you miss of Afghanistan, which you probably could have wanted to go back to all the time?
I miss, the family gatherings and friends and, all the fun time we had each other here. As I said, I have a lot of friends, but I miss people from my country,
mm-hmm.
talking to them, sitting with them. I miss going to weddings, I miss the birthday parties we used to celebrate, friends. I hope that day comes again.
Mm-hmm. And then if you have to tell your friends that this is this one thing which I would have made you have a taste of if I would have taken you along with me to Afghanistan, what would have that been? Would that have been any food or anything cultural or something like that?
I think, the friendships, the way we met with each other, friends, and the food especially, and everything in Afghanistan. I think there's so much stuff that I could show them. I still show them pictures of my house, like the fruits we had, the fruit trees and all that.
Okay. So in terms of so we outsiders, when we see that country, we are like, okay, Afghanistan is this. We have a picture which is put towards us through the media or through other people. Is that the only picture, or there is more to Afghanistan than what we see in the media or what we see through news and other places?
Yes, I have talked about this with people that I've met here,
mm-hmm.
Especially people who were in the US troops who were serving in Afghanistan. I've always told them that the people, like Taliban are not Afghans. They are not what we are. They are radical, extremist people. They are uneducated, illiterate. They have not seen anything in their lives. They are very close-minded. I don't consider them Afghan. I don't consider them Muslim even. That's not what Islam teaches us. Killing innocent people, that's, you know, and being harsh to women. None of this is what Islam teaches us.
Awesome. Anwar, thank you so much for talking to us today. But before we close, and we always ask this to whoever we interview, is there anything more that we didn't talk about or you think you we should have talked about or you would have wanted to share with us?
I like the when you pointed out what should have been done, a better, you know, alternative to what has happened in Afghanistan. I like you bringing up that point and discussing that. Thank you very much. I hope that Afghanistan somehow finds a way towards democracy and goes towards that, where people's rights and human rights would be secured.
Thank you for listening to this Our Town Reno podcast episode. Here we have stories about gentrification, life on the streets, the affordable housing crisis. Find us on Facebook at Our Town Reno, at ourtownreno.com, and on Instagram at Biggest Little Streets. Check back in for next week's episode or delve into our archives, and remember, help each other out.